fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here. Our second hour on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the second day of September. Perfect tip of the day, I want you to inventory your vitamin and mineral supplement supply. Make sure you've got what you need, fill in any blank spots. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's a author, having authored, I believe, 12 books. I'm always losing track of how many books. An accomplished amateur archaeologist, accomplished to the point where he consults with foreign governments about archaeology matters, and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Here we are again.
Another yes, week. Sir.
Goodness.
These weeks just fly by. We're down to, let's see, September, October, the last 4 months of the year, aren't we, sir?
Oh, I know it. I know it. When this year started, I said, wow, I hope we have a nice, relaxing year.
Well,
implying that the previous year was kind of a barn burner. That was nothing compared to this year.
Well, we've got about 9 weeks before the election, give or take a little bit, and a historic election. Every election is historic, but this one will be dramatically historic. The communist insurrection is becoming more violent, more pervasive nationwide, and will continue to do so. We have the vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris basically saying that the communist insurrection is not going to end. It's just going to keep going. Regardless of the outcome of the election, if President Trump's reelected, it will continue. If he's not reelected, it will continue. So the need to have people aware of this, the need for people to be prepared, to be independent, for example, to have a wing generator so they're independent of the power grid. We're finally seeing, after the Obama administration actively blocking, I thought it was just bureaucratic incompetence during the Obama administration, was actively blocking the national power grids, or 3 national power grids, from being protected. We're now actually seeing the protection thing being put in place on one hand. On the other, to protect the national power grid from EMP or attack is going to take years, isn't it, Jim?
Well, that happens to be something. I've done some interviews recently with Robert David Steele, and there's been some other work behind the scenes, people contacting me for my expertise on how to protect the grid. And it can be done in stages, but it's actually something that's quite simple. And under Obama, they wanted to push through the smart grid, which was just a boondoggle. That's the only thing you could say about it. And it would not protect the grid. So protecting the grid is doable. And in the background, I'm part of that effort in a number of different channels. So at any rate, that's something that has to be done. And then also, one of the resiliencies is localization in having localized power. So people asked, will a wing generator be resistant against EMP attack or naturally occurring? And the answer is that the smaller it is, the better. The less wire you have, the less wire run that you have, the better it is, because then you're just dealing with local grounds. You're not dealing... Here's the problem with an EMP. It goes through the ground and through the wires, and it upsets the balance of charge. And so you have current flowing, not randomly, but seemingly randomly, through the grid system and through the ground. Like, all of this is relative to, the voltages are relative to ground. So if you upset that ground, then the whole system goes haywire. So you can break this into pieces, and that's the way actually Tesla designed it. It's right. Just that he was not designing for EMPs. He was designing for localized power issues, which he had experienced in his own research. He blew out a whole substation out in Colorado Springs with his lightning experiments. So at any rate, that's a major topic, yes, and people should be power independent.
Absolutely. I'm now a dealer for EMP Shield, which the military is using to protect their power and equipment from both EMP and solar flares. Very inexpensive lightning protection as well, with a $20,000 insurance to back it up. And I agree with what you're saying, Jim. In addition, our enemies, you need to look at what they want. What they want, if they do intend to invade and take over a country, which I'm convinced they do, they want an infrastructure that works. They don't want. Let's look at one small example. For example, that would be oil refineries. If an oil refinery is hit by EMP, it will be 3 to 5 years minimum before it's back refining oil. Airport, the same way. Locks and dams, same way. So what they have developed, our enemies have developed, is small EMP weapons that will take out maybe a square mile, which is perfect for knocking out military command and control without harming what they want for their own use, such as locks and dams, oil refineries, power plants themselves. So it doesn't change the threat to individuals. Individuals still need to be prepared for EMP, lightning, as well as coronal mass ejections, don't they, sir?
Absolutely. And there are multiple ways in a home system, like a farm or a ranch. People should be power independent, and there are ways with localized shunts and switches and other just breakers, normal breakers set up to trip very quickly and isolate the system, and that's the key to survival. John, I also want to mention, I have been tracking this story, I've talked about it on your show, that NASA and NOAA are planning a false flag solar flare event. And they've been priming the pump in the news media, in the fake news media, in the fake science, fake weather news media. And it happened again today. When I did my searches before the show today, I go to spaceweather.com, which is Rothschild owned. And they have a big, big write-up on past auroras. And they're saying, oh, this must have been due to Carrington type of events. So they're trying to pretend like we've had all of these Carrington-level events. And there was one a week ago, actually 2 weeks ago now, supposedly hitting on the 20th of August. And they said this was this major event was going to cause auroras, etc. Well, August is aurora month. We have auroras all the time in August. And so what they're trying to do is do a reverse logic, which is not logically correct. They're trying to say because there were auroras viewed on certain times in history, then that must have been a Carrington level event, which is false. That's false logic. They're trying to say if A, then B, then that implies if B, then A, which is incorrect. It's bad logic. But they're trying to do that, and they're trying to slide this through. And I'm predicting that in right prior to the election, they're going to come up with NASA has already announced that they expect a meteor to hit the day before the election. This is another thing I predicted, and they can create these false flag with satellites, the Rods from God satellite, and I can tell these from real meteorites, I can tell them apart. I'm not going to announce how this is done, but it's very simple. And, for example, the one in Russia a couple of years ago was very clearly a rod from God. The earthquakes in Ecuador were instigated by these a number of years ago. I was there. I actually saw them myself in person and saw the resulting earthquake. So all I'm saying is that we have to be ready for real EMPs, but NASA is getting ready for a false flag along with NOAA and along with taking out power grids to affect the 2020 election.
Well, these are serious matters, Jim, to say the least. I am disappointed to hear that an executive branch agency is involved in this. In Special Forces, we had what we call stay-behinds. When everybody would leave, all the American forces would leave, we'd have Green Berets who would stay behind covertly to help out the indigenous peoples resist communism. And people in NASA are stay-behinds from the Obama administration and earlier administrations, aren't they, sir?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is NASA is a holdover from decades ago. These people, there's a guy I particularly dislike. His name is Jim Green, head of planetary science. And what a clown. But these people are holdovers and just a company man, I guess is the term, where they do the party bidding and they'll get up there and read a script and push the party line.
They'll do what they do. That paycheck and that pension is all that matters. And
That's whatever it
takes to preserve that paycheck and that pension, they will do it. I found that out as a young man in the Army dealing with the Vietnam War. Nothing's changed, has it?
No. And so we're heading into a couple months here. And I wanted to make a comment also about the riots that are going on. But we're heading into a couple months where they're going to pull out all the stops. They cannot imagine, the loony left cannot imagine going through another 4 years of Trump with Bill Barr as attorney in the Department of Justice, etc.
Right.
They can't imagine this in their wildest dreams because of they're at the level of insanity now. They've gone over the bridge of insanity. They've gone over the cliff completely. And their goal is to destroy everything. If they can't have it, they're going to destroy it. But the other thing I wanted to mention is that there's a lot of arrests going on right now, and including in Portland with federal agents, and they're in there arresting people for federal crimes, of which there are many, including, I'm not going to go through the list of crimes, but they're arresting them. And what they're finding is these people are flying around from place to place. So there's not many of them. We're talking maybe 2,000 to 3,000 real hardcore instigators here, and they're getting them one by one. There have been probably 300 arrests so far and a lot more coming. They've identified them on camera, and Bill Barr went on record and he said, we know who these people are. We're just hunting them down and we're going to arrest them. So looking for these hardcore couple thousand people.
The focus needs to be on command and control individuals that are in command and control positions, as well as the people out there tossing bricks and burning buildings and so forth. Of course, they need to be arrested. But if I was in charge of that investigation, I would focus on determining who the people in positions of command and control were and make them very high priorities. They probably never get their hands dirty. They're not in the streets throwing bricks. They're behind the scenes in very comfortable accommodations, giving orders and handing out paychecks, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, that's correct. And that's one thing they're doing. And they talked about, even you mentioned bricks. They said when somebody comes and there's a pile of bricks or pallet of bricks on the street corner, strategically placed for these people to throw through windows, etc., somebody ordered those bricks. And so they're tracking down at that level. They're doing everything. They're going on plane flights, bookings, records, and then tracing the money back to its source. So this is the level they're going all out after this. So, you know, Kamala Harris can do anything she wants, but they have a very thin web of chaos between them and the regular people of this country.
Right, right. Well, the way this kind of investigation is conducted is the following. Let's say they arrest a brick thrower in Portland, a low-level brick thrower. He's committed a federal crime by throwing a brick through the window of a federal building, possibly harmed a federal employee. And I get this guy in the interview room, or gal, and I say, here's the deal. You help us out with who writes your paycheck and your commander is. You help us with that knowledge, and you may spend 1 year in federal prison instead of 10 years. And, of course, they take the deal. Then they arrest that person. That was the name was given, and they offer the same deal. That's how you work your way up the chain of command, is by making deals to find out who's at the top. And that's the way that kind of investigation is conducted. And typically it's pretty successful, Jim.
Great. Yeah, you might have one holdout, but if you have 100 people arrested, 99.9 are going to fold like an old suit, and they're doing exactly that, you know.
Well, here's how
you're in a room locked in there, and you can't move, and you know that you're facing 10 years in prison or maybe leniency with less. Yeah, that's a pretty easy decision.
Well, here's how the federal prison system works. They have what they call camps. And a federal prison camp does not have a fence. If you want to walk away from it, you just walk away. You wear a uniform of a factory worker. You got 3 meals a day, fairly comfortable accommodations. Where across the street is the real lockdown with real fences, real razor wire, and real security. That's where the hard time is done. And that's made real clear to these people when they're being interviewed. They can do it the hard way, or they can do it the easy way. And it becomes real clear what's in their self-interest real quick to spill their guts, tell everything they know, give up all their email addresses, give up all their phone numbers, all their contact information to the people offering the deal. And that's taking place as we speak, Jim, with these arrests. And officials are following their way up the chain of command, which eventually gets to people, not only George Soros, but people affiliated with George Soros that share the same values and share the same goals. Eventually, it could make their way to people connected to the Chinese government and the Russian government, couldn't it?
Or absolutely, or the Obama government, or Hillary Clinton, the Clintons, etc. And then also in the background, there's a lot of arms that have been brought into the U.S. They caught Clintons bringing in containers full of arms on their own. They have I don't know if they still have, but in the Clinton Foundation, they had transport boats, ships, and they were bringing in Arabs in containers and terrorists and materials. Arms, etc. So it could reach those areas also.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Oh. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in
on Wednesday, the 2nd of September, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, you have not one, but two weekly radio shows. Please let people know how they can listen live and to your archives.
Yes, John. Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. The shortwave frequencies are on my webpage. Also, they stream WWCR.com, Tower 2, and the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad. That's my main weekly commercial-free show, now 20 years airing and running. And then the paid cast is there, also on my webpage. Also, I have my new education course, which has been a number of years in development, now available for home education. So that's all available on my webpage.
All right. We got a caller on hold here. We got Tom in California. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. First of all, thanks for getting that word out about the 640 German doctors.
Oh, yes. Very important.
Yeah, I... people would see that, I think they will be convinced that this was nothing but a hoax or scam. Second, I was wondering about clones. Now, sources I have that Hillary and Bill are gone. They were executed. She was hung with a broken neck, and Bill was by a firing squad. He wouldn't even face him. He turned around, and so he was shot in the back. Now, do you have any information about that, or what do you... I think these clones that are so confusing to the public, what's your take on that?
I'm not aware of any human cloning at all. I see no evidence of it whatsoever. Jim, do you have any follow-up on his comment?
No. Absolutely no comment. No, not aware
in the absence
of
evidence, it's just speculation there, Tom. And there's also people that believe the world is flat. By the way, it's 8:26 p.m. in Bangkok, Thailand right now, Tom.
I mean, so you don't believe there is clones?
Not of human beings. I've seen no evidence of it. No.
Oh, well.
I live in a world of evidence, not speculation, Tom.
No, there's evidence.
Get the evidence to me, and I'll review it. I've seen no evidence. Get the evidence to me. I'll review it. Thank you for your call, Tom.
Okay.
Next, we go to John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning. Good morning, Doctor, Professor. Before I get to the, I wanted to talk also about the COVID, but before I do, John, I have sent you evidence in regards to flat Earth. I don't know whether or not you've reviewed it or not. I know you're based on facts, but I have sent you the evidence. Professor, I'd like to ask a question. With regards to COVID, I've heard that it's certificate of vaccination identification. So basically, in the last 6 months, we went from what we had believed to be a virus to now more of an agenda to identify and tag people like you would a cow. The question that I have as far as the vaccine is, tell me about the nanodots, about the luciferase that's going to be in it, the UV light to identify whether or not you've had your so-called vaccine or your identification mark, and I'll listen.
Okay, thank you, John. Your response, Jim?
All I've seen myself are probably the things that everybody else can see online. As I mentioned on the show last week, I've somewhat stepped out of this. There are so many people reporting on these issues that I just stepped away from it because there's a lot of good reporting. The one thing I would say, however, is that the CDC came out this week and downsized their numbers of COVID cases from 180-some thousand to less than 10,000. And those 10,000 cases are questionable also. But they said that the other 94% was due to comorbidity, other issues, which we knew all along. We had the Dr. Johnson in Minnesota on the internet saying he was being coerced to put COVID-19 on all the death certificates. We know that the actual death rate over this past 8 month period went down from the previous year. And so literally what they were doing is just classifying everything as COVID. Plus in New York and other places, they were killing people with ventilators, the recommended therapy from Dr. Fauci, which they knew would kill people and add to the death toll. So, anyway, a lot going on in that respect. Robert Kennedy Jr. Gave a big speech in Berlin and regarding vaccinations, et cetera. A lot going on there.
Good for him. We got a break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
Jim, how about that? That was 75 years ago. Winston Churchill was certainly talking about right now, wasn't he, sir? Jim? Hello, Jim. Looks like we lost you.
Sorry, I was muted there. Winston had it right on the money. And they were, if you really go into the history of England being attacked by Germany, they were the only country in Europe standing that had not folded or otherwise were neutral and were not doing anything, the little teeny countries. But England was facing major attacks. And if you understand the air war in England, as the Germans came in to soften them up for the land invasion, yeah, they were seriously under attack. It's an amazing story of a few hundred pilots, actually, who turned the air war and stopped the German invasion of England.
Right.
But
right.
they were under attack. We're seeing a similar attack in the United States now. It's just that the burning is coming from people throwing combustibles in buildings and starting them on fire.
Right. Well, imagine going up against the German Air Force in a little plane built of plywood with a really powerful engine, That was the Spitfire. And
right.
That's what they were. They were plywood airplanes with a really powerful engine in them. That's gutsy. That's really gutsy.
The Spitfire was the result of, in the 1930s, there was a lot of, they were using two engines in tandem, and one in front, water-cooled, for racing planes. And the Spitfire was a racing plane design with one of the engines taken out. And so anyway, it was able to do, it had its limitations, but they knew what those were. But yeah, going up against literally hundreds, thousands of German bombers coming in on their way to London to bomb factories, to bomb military targets, and then to the public into submission, that's what they were faced with.
Well, it would have been a different war if the Third Reich had decided to wait 5 years. They would have had an air force of high-performance jet aircraft going up against aircraft on our side, not much different than World War One, wouldn't they?
Oh yeah, the Battle of Britain, as it is called, is something people should look into, because they were literally the last country standing for German dominance, and then the United. It's a time in history that people should go back and look
Absolutely.
At because. And by the way, the fascism is the same thing we're looking at now in the United States and all around the world. It's the same fascism. It's the fascism comes in many colors and under many cloaks. And it can come in communism. It can come in republics. It can come in democracies. So fascism is something that has a way in the Communist Manifesto was written as a mechanism. It was a series of planned events to take a country apart, and that's what's going on in this country right now.
Absolutely. Jim,
and with very few people.
Before I get to the next caller, I need to remind people that I have energy cleaners and mattress pads available for people who have pain issues and sleep issues at my website at thelibertyman.com. And a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, John. Good morning. I think the pains we have, that energy cleaner isn't going to fix, but I have some of yours, and we're using them. Thanks for that. I had a question for Jim. Jim, I appreciate this information on the arrests. That's really great information, and we hear very little about that even on the alternate media here, which is strange. And I'm wondering, where can we go to look to get, is there a place we can go look and get updates, or do you have to look this up all yourself individually?
People send me stuff. I'm one of those, like, this looks interesting, I'll click on it, and this, if it's short, I can watch it, but the... or sometimes if I'm doing something around the house, like cleaning or something, I'll put on, just general YouTube. So I don't know where this popped up, but the one about Barr doing this, but he was talking, he was being interviewed, and they had a spokeswoman, and she was talking about all the details of what they were doing and the numbers and where they were at, including Portland. It was funny because the mayor of Portland was supporting the chaos, and then they called for his demise. So these people don't realize that they're good in the, they're useful idiots until their time is up, and then they're going to get rid of them too. That's the way communism works. That's the way socialism works, is that there are no leaders, so to speak. And the only leaders are ones that are useful until their usefulness is done. And then they go out and shoot them.
Yeah, yeah.
Or get rid of them otherwise.
Jim, the other thing I want to mention, this shock report, it's on RBN here. It's titled, This Week CDC Quietly Updated COVID-19 Numbers. Only 9,210 Americans died from COVID-19 alone. Rest had different other serious illnesses. So part of that title is correct, the latter part. The first part, that they quietly updated their numbers, they didn't update their death numbers at all. And what I see this as is bait. This is bait thrown out to people who want to say, oh, COVID-19 is nothing. And they're taking the bait, okay? And I think it's utterly inaccurate to say that the CDC reduced their death numbers. They didn't. I've looked at the CDC site. I've looked at their whole table. I haven't read it in detail and tried to analyze it. But I did go down to, and again, this is their data, as John Stadtmiller pointed out so accurately last night. But if you go down and click on the excess deaths, there's a link there that shows the excursions above the average death every year. And, you know, in the wintertime around January, it always peaks in the U.S. And there's a large excursion here starting in about March, which is larger than the one in the 2017-18 large, flu epidemic that we had, kind of like the worst year of the flu, nothing like the Spanish flu. Then there's an article, because I didn't want to integrate that curve or go through all those bars to get the information, but I could. There's another article.
Well, let me stop you for a minute. No, I totally disagree with what you're saying. I saw the tables and numbers, too. Fairly clearly presents 94% of the 180,000 people as comorbidity and age. The 68% of them were over age 90, you know.
Right.
And so if you look at the table, it very clearly states that 94% of them were not from COVID. That's what it says.
No, it doesn't. It says that they had comorbidity. I don't think that says that. Anyway, well, I'll reexamine that, Jim. That's very interesting, if that's the case. But there's an article that says the excess deaths tally in the U.S. is 204,691 in 7 months. So COVID-19 deaths might be undercounted is what they're saying there. That's printed on August 15th. The excess deaths during that seven-month period amounted to a little more than the claimed COVID-19 death.
Right. We're talking about an announcement in the last 2 days, not August 15th.
Oh, yeah, I know that announcement. I've read it, and I've looked at the table. The fact that if you look at the flu deaths, they have the same comorbidity thing of how many died from pneumonia and how many died from this. Look at it. Deaths involving pneumonia, influenza, or COVID-19. There we go, you know. I mean, they're mentioning COVID-19 right in the table. So I think let's both take a look at that again. I don't think that conclusion is at all accurate. In the article that they reduced it. If they reduced it, they would have said they reduced it, and they didn't.
No, they're trying to pad it, and I've read exactly their verbiage. What they're trying to do is they're trying to do the old vaudeville soft shoe. When they had a bad act on stage, the guy, you know, tips his hat and he goes slipping off the side of the stage. That's what they're doing. And if you read it, they're saying, then they come on and say how they do all kinds of disclaimers after they say they try and do the best as far as accuracy and all of this. And they're the premier accuracy place to go for real answers. No, it's all BS. It's all BS. It's all covering their butt is what it's called.
Well, I'll re-examine that then, Jim. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Jim, it's becoming very, very public that almost nobody dies from COVID as a standalone illness. And what the CDC is doing, in my opinion, is trying to stay ahead of the curve for being exposed as lying all these months and destroying the world's best economy. And
that's
causing needless death.
Plus most of these people died from having a ventilator because they were exploding their lungs. And that's what the Tony Fauci recommendation out of the chute. And that's why Trump came out and says, okay, everybody make ventilators. And they had, you know, the hospitals in New York made hundreds of millions of dollars for all these ventilators that they got. Because if they could put somebody on a ventilator, they got $39,000. The last count, one of the hospitals made $437 million for 11,000 ventilator applications. Okay.
Well, I'm confused here. I thought they only got the money if the person died while on a ventilator, as opposed to just being on it.
No, no. If they put them on a ventilator, they got $39,000.
And what's the reasoning behind that payment? And it's coming from the federal government, I assume.
Right. And that who knows who set this up? And you know, when you get in the middle of bureaucracy and something like this, like for example, California is going to put in 38,000 charging station for cars. I'll talk about that on my show tomorrow night. It's a boondoggle because it turns out to be $11,500 per charging station. It's all pork. All of that money is going to go into somebody's pocket. So when the politicians vote for this, they know that their companies, their contingency is going to get a lot of pork.
Right.
Jim, so we have a caller. Never look for any logic in these things.
We have another caller. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. I wanted to add some more information to what John from Tennessee was talking about earlier. Italian Dr. Roberto Petrella warns that the COVID vaccines has elements in it. He mentioned that it's a hydrogel, and it contains elements that can interface with your nervous system and your brain stem. He's warning people against not only not taking the vaccine, he's also warning them not to be subjected to the test as well.
Right, because, exactly. And that,
because
that's,
they could be using some of this hydrogel and this nanotype tech in that as well. The other thing is Great Games India. You were interested in some information on that $10 million bribe. I came across an article and some more information, and I'd like to share a portion of it, if I might.
Sure, make it quick. Go ahead.
Okay. It says here, in a statement issued and signed by a spokesperson of the opposition political parties, Barrister Ikenga Imo Yugochinyere in Abuja on Monday, the body urged lawmakers in the lower chamber to rise against impunity. The Nigerian coalition of United Political Parties on Monday alleged that it has intercepted a human intelligence report that the Nigeria House of Representatives leadership was posed to forcefully pass the compulsory vaccine bill without subjecting it to the traditions of legislative proceedings. The body in the statement alleged that a sum of $10 million was offered by the American computer czar Bill Gates to influence the speedy passage of the bill without recourse to legislative public hearing. A development they averted as anachronistic, adding that the speaker, Femi, it's a very difficult name to pronounce.
Don't worry about speaking the names. Just read it.
Judge Bamilio should be impeached if he forces the bill on members. Now, Robert Kennedy Jr. has some information about Bill Gates' agenda that he had in India. And it was exposed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nephew of the former American President John F. Kennedy, after RFK's granddaughter and her son were found dead in suspicious circumstances. He has a lot of information on Bill Gates, and I think it would be really wonderful if you could set up an interview with Robert Kennedy Jr., because I think he would have a lot to information to add to what's actually transpiring with this whole thing. I'm forwarding the complete article to you because I don't want to tie up your show, and I thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. It would be great to have Robert Kennedy on, and Elizabeth, if you want to get him in contact with me, I'd be glad to talk to him. Well, these events move forward, and Jim, the CDC is attempting to save face, save themselves from looking like complete fools, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. And regarding the testing, do not get tested. Don't take a test. Don't let anybody give you a test. Also, beware of people that want to stick a thermometer up on your forehead. Your pineal gland is there. And you can have somebody do a temperature check, infrared temperature check on your wrist, not on your forehead. And also do not take any vaccine. There's dozens of vaccines out there. So when somebody reports like this, that such and such a vaccine does something, it's a particular vaccine. There are dozens of them coming down the pike here.
Right,
and
right.
So don't take any vaccines.
I've got the Italian doctor's statement on my website. He's speaking the Italian language, and we have English subtitles. He's basically saying, if you take the vaccine, you're going to die. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus, for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 2nd of September, visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website is linked to my links page. Jim, we got about 3 minutes here for you to put out the information that needs to go out this week, sir.
Yeah, John, I would tell people to get prepared to, this would be a lockdown type situation, but the next 2 months, what has been happening is going to just increase, probably by tenfold. And there's probably things planned. As you say, John, there's probably people, foreigners that have been brought into this country for the purpose of fomenting violence and possibly moving out into the suburbs, out into small towns, and out into the countryside. And so be very prepared. What I do is I market solutions on my webpage. I don't call it selling products. The water filtration, you need clean water. I have the grow towers, which are, people are buying these, and this is what I see all the time, is people find it's very important. They might have storage food, they might have prepared in other ways, but they might have dried foods, etc. But to have fresh greens available at your house, and people are even using minor power sources, just like batteries, to operate these in case there's power outages. We're looking at NASA and NOAA coming up with false flags to have power outages, etc. So you have the wing generator available. What I do is provide solutions. And so I've encouraged people, and the education course. This is what I just released. This is for home education of both the parents and kids. So go there. It's all available on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And John, you know, I think it's interesting. More people listen to me on your show than listen on my own show. So anyway, well, I encourage people to listen to my show too. I cover different topics, but anyway, it's all good. You know, it's
we're getting the word out. That's the main thing. Whether it's your show or my show, we're getting the word out. Any quick update on the wing generator, sir?
Well, a lot of people want them, and so that's what I'm doing, is marketing. I've become a marketing person. The grow towers, I was surprised at the response, but not surprised. People are really looking at those. The wing generator is constantly, people are writing in, and, you know, to get off the grid, especially farms and ranches. And, you know, so that's occupies all of my time, just trying to balance all of these things. So, you know, the plus shipping containers on my webpage. So those are the five things I concentrate on, you know, is food, water, energy, and shipping container buildings, and then the education program.
Absolutely. Jim, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Okay, we got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.